now, the rest of the story. You will remember, of course, the strife-torn 60s when the South was so resentful and angry, but maybe you didn't know how angry. Well, how angry was it? The South was so vehement it sent an army of saboteurs to New York City to burn down the town. Now, here's how it happened. The almost destruction of New York City by fire. 8:43 p.m. It was a dark Friday evening. When the first fire alarm rang out, it was the St. James Hotel. Suddenly, with terrifying ubiquity, alarms sounded at a dozen other hotels. The Fifth Avenue, the United States, the St. Nicholas, the Hanford, then the Metropolitan. At 11 p.m., a fire was detected at the New England House. At midnight, the alarm brought firemen to Lovejoy's, then to Tammany, and the Belmont, and the Howard. As the alarm was sounding at the Fifth Avenue Hotel, caretakers at a nearby museum were trying to extinguish flames on a third-floor staircase. As word of fire swept the Lafarge House, the theater next door, hear this now, the theater next door broke off its performance, and an attempt was made to calm the audience. The hotel fires, imperiling not only thousands of hotel guests, but the entire city of New York, had been set within 3 hours. The target area was massive. Broadway and 26th Street south to Maiden Lane, the East River to the North River. And early next morning, the last of the fires was discovered at the Astor House. It had been obvious from the first that New York had fallen victim to an astonishing plot, a conspiracy to send her down in flames. The investigation was sweeping and immediate. On the night before, unidentified persons carrying black bags had entered the hotels, asked for rooms, signed the registers. Within 15 minutes, each man had emerged from his room, leaving word at the desk that he would return shortly, but none came back. In each case, police found furniture piled on the beds of the rooms, saturated with a mixture analyzed as phosphorus and sulfate of carbon. Empty vials, slow matches, and the black bags themselves were scattered about. From an impossible list of 15,000 possibles, one suspect was apprehended, a guerrilla warrior named Robert Kennedy. No relation. This Robert Kennedy was from Louisiana. He and his mere 8 co-conspirators were angry Southerners, an unstable few enraged over the actions of a Northern president. The Northerner president, Andrew Johnson. For you see, the almost destruction of New York City by fire took place more than 100 years ago. And what the great actor calmed the theater audience on that near tragic night? Remember, a hotel is on fire next door and a theater has to be emptied. The actor who stepped to the stage to keep the people calm was John Wilkes Booth, later to become Lincoln's assassin. But that's not the whole of it, for New York City would have, by all rights, should have burned down before dawn, except for an unprofessional oversight that the arsonists neglected to open the hotel room windows, so the phosphorus starved for oxygen instead of bursting into flame, only smoldered. And now you know the rest of the story.